The Fox Busters, written by Dick King-Smith and read by Nigel Lambert.
One April morning, 12 pullets from the flock at Fox Earth Farm were playing an energetic game. They were long-legged, athletic young chickens, still short of the point of their first lay, and thus free to roam all over the place without domestic responsibilities. While foraging together in the barnyard, they'd come upon a strange and interesting thing. It was, in fact, a large, brown and white striped humbug, wrapped in a twist of transparent paper. The farmer had dropped the sweet from his pocket when he pulled out his handkerchief to blow his nose. The pullets didn't recognise the humbug as food, but they were attracted by its stripy colour and the crackliness of the paper when they pecked at it. Anyway, they were bursting with energy, and just in the mood for a game. One picked it up and dashed off across the yard, pursued by all her friends. All were anxious to grab the trophy, and it was dropped and picked up again, tossed high in the air and caught or passed from beak to beak, to the excited cries of the players. They were jolly girls, healthy girls, hearty girls, and they shouted to each other as they played.
Chuck it here, chuck it here, chuck it, chuck it, chuck it. Back, back, pass it back. Hard luck, oh, hard luck. Quick, quick, we'll play, chick.
How they scuffled and tussled and ran and chased, racing about the yard in their long yellow legs, until, at last, they tired of their game, and leaving the humbug in the dust, ran squawking down to the lower yard for a drink at the great stone water trough. The surface of the water was green and scummy, and there was nothing to be seen except a black, shiny object about the size of a small prune. This they didn't notice. Some were in the act of bending to scoop up the water when, in a dreadful explosion of controlled violence, an old grey-muzzled fox burst up from below the surface. He took the nearest bird by her downstretched neck in the very instant of his leap from the watery ambush and slipped his wet way out of the yard and off to the woods, to a wild chorus of horror-stricken yells from the survivors. At the fringe of the boundary trees, the old dog fox dropped the broken-necked pullet for a moment and shook the water out of his red coat, shook himself from the point of his long nose to the end of his white-tipped brush. Turning his head, one forefoot raised, he looked back inscrutably at Fox Earth Farm. Then he picked up his prey and was gone.